It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
With readers Catherine Parkinson and Stephen Campbell Moore,
I'm convinced that natural selection has been the main, but not the exclusive, means of modification.
Poems and prose by Thomas Hardy, Jane Austen and Simon Gray, and music by Bach, Copland and Strauss.
Allow me to interpret this interesting silence. It confesses that you have long understood me. No, sir, cried Emma. It confesses no such thing.
Words and music on the theme of discovery. Sunday night at 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Back to tonight, and you're listening to BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. And the time is now 11 o'clock. It's time for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction, presented by Max Reinhardt this week. Very nice to see you, Max. You have a suitable collection of eclectic CDs in front of you, and something of a rarity, I think.
Yes, you're referring to the Abba Isla.
Summertime.
Yeah, Summertime. Well, everyone's heard Summertime in a few different versions, but this one's very special and very hard to get hold of. So stay tuned. I mean, and I'm sure that you're going to stay tuned.
Oh, yes,
you?
I shall. I'm going home and listening to the programme as I go.
OK, well, see you tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Now, Edinburgh's folk scene has been a blooming and a bubbling away with ever fiercer force this last decade, as regular listeners to Late Junction will know. Verity's broadcast from the Edinburgh Festival last year showed once again how deep and dazzling those waters are. From that hopefully inexhaustible pool come a duo of well-hewn talents. Mary McMaster, stunning harpist and vocalist, and Donald Hay, undoubted wizard on percussion and electronics. From their recently released album, here's a track that truly brings together the ancient and the now, Hook.
right. Okay.
Two stunning guitarists there. That was Larry Coryell and John McLaughlin. Rean's theme, originally issued on Larry Coryell's album from 1974, Spaces. And if you've got an extraordinarily good record which has got two guitarists on that you'd like to tell us about, then tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email us at late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, let's hear about another kind of controversy. Not who is the best two guitarists who ever played together, but the Untanks are about to discuss an intimate family problem in public, testifying at their concert recorded at the Union Chapel in London just over 2 years ago.
So, have any of you seen this before? Have you all just come along because you think we're mad and wondering what we're up to? Because you might recognise this next one from early days of Rachel Unthank and the Winterset. And when I first told Rachel I was going to sing this song, she told me a story from when I was a kid. I'll let you tell it, Rachel, because okay. I don't even remember.
Well, because this is called, this is for Today I Am a Boy. And I'm quite a lot older than Becky, and we have a brother in between our ages. And Becky thought when she got to his age that she would become a boy. She was quite a strange child, what can I say? But this didn't just stop at humans, let's say. We also had a dog, and she thought when she got to the dog's age, Bonnie, that she would become a dog. And a cat, and a few other things besides.
I think I was particularly looking forward to the dog one, because my dog was a year older than me, so I knew I was going to be a dog next. But it never quite worked out. Well,
it depends who you ask, doesn't it?
See, that's broken the ice.
One day I'll grow up.
Clea Williams, performing Petrarch's Sonnet 123, the sixth movement from Liszt's Suite for Piano, Years of Pilgrimage, second year, Italy. It was one of three movements that he originally wrote as settings of the 14th century poet. Before that, you heard the Unthanks, singing Anthony Hegarty's song For Today I Am a Boy, and charming their audience with Family Secrets. I'm Max Reinhardt here on Late Junction, and this is the extraordinary Alfred Lewis on vocals and harmonica with Mississippi Swamp Moan. It's from 1930, back in the day when harmonicas were still only used as a solo instrument and more likely to crop up in hillbilly music than blues.
Silently free and easy. could be her name. Took a sailor's loving for a nursery game. Well, the heart she gave me wasn't made of stone. No. It was sweet and hollow, like a honeycomb. Think I'll wait till sunset, see the ensign down. Yes, I'll wait till sunset. Then I'll take the tide away, to my burial ground. Sally free and easy, that should be her name. Sally free and easy. When my body's landed, hope she dies of shame.
So we've had an email, actually, in from Austin Hamilton, who said, I particularly enjoyed your selection of versions of Cyril Tawney's Sally Frenesi, but feel sad that you didn't play the man himself singing it. Because last week I played a different version of Sally Frenesi each night on Late Junction. Well, There it was, Sally Free and Easy, the haunting and heartfelt original version by Cyril Tourney from 1958, with a guitar arrangement which seems to prefigure minimalism, though Cyril called it a non-accompaniment based on the throbbing of a submarine's diesel engines. He should know, he was a sailor. From proto-minimalism to jazz-tinged avant-classicism, that's what happens when Gilbert Asbin, a lutenist from Bruges, hooks up with Scott Walton, a West Coast bassist. This is Recall.
My name is Albert Eiler. I played back when I was about 8 years old. My father, he made me play the saxophone and so forth. So when I was in high school, I played first chair. I played oboe there. And then on through high school, I played golf also. And when I graduated from high school, I went to the college for 1 year, but due to the fact that money wasn't strong enough, I had to leave college. So therefore,
thank you.
Summertime by Albert Eiler. From his debut album as leader, My Name is Albert Eiler. With a few words from a young Albert Eiler himself by way of introduction. It was recorded in Copenhagen, a 60s haven for the new thing, as American avant-garde jazz was then known. Last Saturday, Radio 3's Music Matters spotlighted the work of another icon of avant-garde music, Pierre Schaeffer, the Parisian experimental and electronic composer and sound artist who's recognised as one of the fathers of musique concrète. His book, In Search of a Concrete Music, has been published in English for the first time, and Tom Service, the presenter, used the occasion to celebrate his achievements. It's a fascinating piece of radio, which you can listen to via the Music Matters page on the BBC Radio 3 website. Here on Lake Junction, we thought we'd celebrate his music with a short piece by him each day this week. In fact, a couple in some cases. Tonight, we're going to hear a piece called Études aux Allures from 1958, Study of Allures. Allure is a Schaeffer term, indicating any audible undulation and fluttering of sound. In this case, the resonance of Chinese bronze bells and opaline lampshades. Thor by Laurel Halo, singer-songwriter and electronica composer, who is non-stop prolific in at least two names, that's Laurel Halo and King Felix, with releases on over six different labels. That particular record you'll find on the Lake Junction pages of the BBC Radio 3 website, with full details. And if you've fallen under our spell, you can listen again to the programme again any time over the next 7 days. More now from the organ-harpsichord hybrid we heard last week, the clavi organ. Claudio Brizzi plays Flemish composer Abraham van den Kerkhoven's Fantasia in D.
Thank you. Thank you.
In case you were going to have a late-night cuppa, that was A Prayer Before Tea from the Organic and GM Food album of 2001, featuring Ian Bellamy on saxes, Arva Henriksen on trumpet, Matt Eilertsen on bass and Thomas Strunnen on the drums. And regular listeners will have heard Fiona Talkington play tracks from last year's food album, Mercurial Balm. No horse meat or sweepings from the floor on those particular menus. Before that, I played Warder's... No, I didn't, actually. Sorry, I must get the title of this right. I thought so. Yes, I played Warder's Whorehouse from Philip Glass, not Warder's Warehouse. And Foda Musa, Musa also helped him with that. So that was Philip Glass's and Foda Musa's Suso's score for Jean Genet's play The Screens, Warder's Whorehouse. We heard the Inside Out remix by Amon Tobin, Brazilian composer and producer of electronic music. German composer and sound artist Stefan Mathieu first collaborated with David Sylvian in Norway at the Punkt Festival of 2011. Here's Mathieu's reimagining of Sylvian's darkly beautiful Blemish album of 2003. This is Saffron Laudanum.
And? Watering the cactus with my naked mum. She's a porno actress for the Pentagon. Very carnivorous, chorus of old chums. Liposuction coagulating in the sun. Hope nobody saw us. We got him. Eat your ham. Boy, I read the news today. Another messy market day. Funny how the photographs look like daddy's dirty man. A certain charm. He's got the country working on a turkey farm. Liberate the nation. Guranga, wash your hands. Doctor, it's a special case. My little boy has lost his face. Dip the cactus in the bath. It will grow back with a graft.
Watering the Cactus by Mr. Diagonal and the Blacklight Orchestra from Late Victorian, which is apparently a telescopic end of the pier fantasy album, inspired by reading Darwin's Origin of the Species backwards. They describe their oeuvre as Noel Coward on mushrooms, at which point it's incumbent on me, Max Reinhardt, to draw proceedings to a close here at Late Junction. Yes, we've run out of time tonight, but I'll be back tomorrow night, and until then, I'll leave you with a delicious slice of Brasiliana, in spite of the title. Here's Moça Feia, or Ugly Girl, by Vinícius Cantuária, with Ryuichi Sakamoto at the piano. Good night, thanks for all the tweets and emails, and thanks for listening.
Moça feia, que de feia não tem nada. Seus defeitos me deixaram enfeitiçado. Você diz que é feia, chamo a lua pra ajudar, pra mostrar no seu espelho. que eu fui me apaixonar. Toda a imperfeição da natureza basta pra te desmentir. Eu queria te emprestar meus olhos pra você se olhar e rir. Moça feia, que de feia não tem nada. Seus defeitos me deixaram enfeitiçado. Seu espelho, porque eu fui me apaixonar. Toda a imperfeição da natureza basta pra te desmentir. Eu queria te emprestar meus olhos pra você se olhar e rir. Moça feia, que de feia não tem nada. Moça feia, quero ser seu namorado.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Nicola Christie. We start the programme today with an orchestra that made a stunning debut at the Proms in 2012 and joined them in their hometown, the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra. They've got a big, sprawling choral symphony by Villa-Lobos, containing every instrument under the sun, plus birds. And they start with a Brazilian composer who came the generation after Villa-Lobos, Armando Albuquerque. He only died 30 years ago. This is the ethereal evocation of Augusto Meyer. Meyer was a 20th century Brazilian poet.
Thank you.
applause for the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra in Albuquerque's Evocation of Augusto Meyer. Albuquerque was undoubtedly influenced by Villa-Lobos, whose symphony the orchestra turned to next, his 10th, Amarinja. He wrote it in 1952 for the 400th anniversary of Sao Paulo, an allegorical, historical and religious account of the city, told through the eyes of its founder, San José de Anchieta. The first movement is Earth and its Creatures, and it's followed by War Cry.